This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Let's not forget everybody that's working on the Third Watch, whatever it is you're doing. Thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. Also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch, where if you can't hear the show playing, that's one place where you will always be able to hear it, right there on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right. Well, from the panhandle up there where it's probably a little bit foggy this morning based on what I've been seeing with the road reports and all that stuff, we have got Frank Salvato.
Mr. Captain.
UndergroundUSA.com is in a fog tonight, right?
Oh, so we're waiting for the werewolf to come out. That's for sure.
All right, because I see a lot of fog across your neck of the woods there tonight right now.
Oh, yeah. And when it gets thick up here, it gets thick. You can't see your hand or your face.
That's exactly what it looks like from where I'm looking here. It's solid, solid, solid all the way across. All right. Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag, of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Frank, I've been talking all night long about a story that caught my eye yesterday about Texas and about the National Guard. Now, this applies also to Oklahoma, where something similar happened a couple of weeks prior. Now, the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, informed Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin that the Pentagon's COVID-19 vaccine mandate will not be imposed on National Guard troops in Texas. And here's what he said, and I quote, "As governor of Texas, I am the commander-in-chief of this state's militia." He has said that he ordered his Major General Tracy Norris, the Adjutant General of Texas, not to compel any person to get a COVID-19 vaccine, pointing to an executive order he'd signed earlier this year that forbids governmental entities from mandating vaccines. Now, it goes on to say, under this order, General Norris will not punish any guardsmen in Texas for choosing not to receive the vaccine. If unvaccinated guardsmen suffer any adverse consequences within the state of Texas, they will have only President Biden and his administration to blame. End of letter.
Yeah, and you hit on the word right there that he used, in militia.
Yep.
National Guard of Texas is considered the Texas militia.
Yep.
And that is autonomous from the definition of National Guard as the federal government sees it. They've got similar organizations in a bunch of different states. I believe it's like 17 or 27.
23. Yep.
And we've got legislation in Florida.
Yep.
The Governor DeSantis has set aside, I believe, $8 million to reactivate Florida, the Florida militia.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good move. It's calling out Lloyd Austin and the Biden administration for what they're doing. It's a premature mandate of our military to get vaccinated when you've got a vaccine that's got so many side effects that are still coming forward to be seen. It's one thing to get vaccinated for diseases with a vaccine in the military that has been tested and put through the process. But we're seeing new side effects emerge every single day, including maladies like pericarditis and myocarditis in young men that are life-threatening maladies. So until this vaccine goes through, all three of them, actually,
mm-hmm.
until they go through the real, honest, full FDA approval process, and not just an emergency thing, I don't see how you mandate anybody take it at all, especially the military.
Well, here's the deal. This started with Oklahoma about 3 weeks prior when the governor there said that they weren't going to abide by the vaccine. And then Austin chimed back and said, well, we can retire your people and we can hold money back and this, that, and the other. Well, again, if they do that, a militia doesn't need as much money as does, let's say, a National Guard, and they would only be getting paid on active duty if they were to respond in their state, because the militia would now become a state organization. And, of course, if you have storms, hurricanes, tornadoes, fires, floods, you would want your militia there.
Right. And so for the state of Texas itself and for any of the other states that have militias,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't really affect the way that body would react to emergencies in the state.
Nope.
It just affects the U.S. Armed Forces.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're seeing by the pig-headedness of this mandate in the military, this premature mandate for vaccination, is a culling of the U.S. Armed Forces. And that's not good for us right now when China's saber-rattling.
And Russia. All right, hold that thought. Coming right back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Friday morning. Frank Silvato's with us, and we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, ho, ho, ho to Santa Frank. And I'll tell you what, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Maz Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing to me how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the Eastern Seaboard, the Upper Midwest, and even as far away as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, Moss Nissan's motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and believe me, they certainly are working hard at it. Clean trade-ins? Boy. You want to talk about something that's worth some money? 25 to 30% more if you've got a trade-in vehicle that's in good condition. It's going to be worth 25 to 30% more. And I know somebody that actually wound up getting an offered, he had two vehicles, and between the two vehicles he was able to get enough extra money to make a huge down payment on a brand new $60,000 Titan pickup truck with Nissan at Moss Nissan, which made a big difference for him to be able to get into the vehicle. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, get great care taken care of them. Now, they have locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and they're building the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, Florida. Ought to be open in about 4 to 6 weeks. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't be afraid to tell them The captain sent you. That'll open another door for you there, too. All right, back to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. And good morning, Frank, and thanks for being around.
Absolutely. And Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
To Frank, I guess, right?
Yep, ho, ho, ho.
There you go.
All right, it's official. Yeah. It's official. We talked about this the other day. The Build Back Better Act has been shelved. Biden has lost 4 or 5 Democratic votes on this in the Senate. And it's not just going to go sailing through here because the price tag has got Manchin in West Virginia all excited, as well as his constituents. They're saying, don't vote for this.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, both senators from West Virginia said no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, granted, the junior senator is a Republican, but nevertheless, that's West Virginia, the whole state. No, we don't want it. And why is that? It's because it's not really an infrastructure bill. You're really not building anything back better. It's a transformative bill. It's so packed with things that are ideologically partisan.
Mm-hmm.
It's jam-packed with stuff like that. Instead of having an honest bill about infrastructure, an honest bill about energy, mm-hmm. an honest bill about helping the people get back onto their feet economically, and they cloak it in something that sounds well to move their agenda forward. And that's been the game with the Democrats especially, but the federal government on a whole for way too long. You know, one of the things that I've been harping about, besides nullification of unconstitutional laws by the states, is standalone legislation. That's one of the things that we could do. If I could wave a magic wand in Washington and do one thing that would stop a lot of the BS that gets packed into all of these bills,
mm-hmm.
it's to eliminate the omnibus thing. Eliminate it. These giant bills that cover a billion things. Make everything standalone legislation. Make them debate each and every point so we can know how they vote on every single issue and take away their plausible deniability of, well, if I didn't vote for it, we wouldn't have gotten this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I get you. I hear what you're saying. By the way, when it comes to the young people, something that Joe Biden used to have a lot of because he was like the grandfather to these kids, all of a sudden he's dropped 50 points in approval amongst the young people.
I guess maybe they got tired of him sniffing their hair. You know, this is the due diligence that people needed to do before they voted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get activists and political operatives that gin up college campuses and people who don't have time to actually do their due diligence or believe they don't have the time to do their due diligence before an election on single issues, and they prey on the emotions of these people, and then only after the fact do they realize that who they voted for is not who they were shopped. You know, this is why, you know, how many months before this were we screaming about Joe Biden, a 40-year in Washington plus politician?
Yep.
Who's trying to reinvent himself for the 8th time he's run for president of the United States?
Mm-hmm.
We were screaming about his connections to China, his connections to Ukraine, the fact that this guy waffled and flip-flopped on everything he's ever stood for, including sending troops into Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And because the media wanted to push that he's not Orange Man, the younger people in this survey, they just said, we have to vote Trump out. Doesn't matter who's running. Joe Biden, yay Biden, Biden-Harris. Well, now you have to live with the vote that you cast. And I don't think it was worth it. So if you voted for Biden-Harris, you've got to start examining yourself and say, what the hell did you do? You've got a responsibility to your fellow Americans to get off your butt and do your homework and don't be a one-trick pony voter. Start thinking about the country instead of your emotions when you go into the ballot box. And for the love of God, stop listening to the mainstream media. They are the worst political propagandists in the history of the United States.
Sure.
Including going back to the day of Adams and Jefferson when they were gerrymandering ideology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stop listening to these people. They're pushing an agenda, and when you just blindly follow, you get Joe Biden. And what do you get when you get Joe Biden? Elevated prices, lack of freedom, vaccine mandates, mask mandates, critical race theory. Come on. We've got to stop voting for activists and falling for activist propaganda. We've got to.
Now, the United States on December the 16th placed trade and investment restrictions on dozens of Chinese entities over their role in weaponizing biotechnology and other U.S. innovations. Among the 14 Chinese entities targeted was the Academy of Military Medical Sciences, China's top medical research institute run by the Chinese military, and alongside its 11 research institutes for aiding the Chinese military with biotechnology, including purported brain control weaponry. The department started without elaborating on the technology.
And I can make this unique to the Biden administration and the politicians in Washington, but it's really not unique to just our government. It is a world problem.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand why we're treating China as if they are honest people to do business with.
Mm-hmm.
They are so aggressive and taking such a China first stance for everything. They want to dominate everything, whether it's military, finance, energy, don't care. You can't look at China as an equal and honest partner in any kind of trade if you're any country on the face of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yet we've got the World Economic Forum saying that their system of economy is better than the free market. And we should just move to stakeholder capitalism because, well, you don't really need to own anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why are we taking a knee to China?
Mm-hmm.
Why? They're committing three fronts of genocide against their own people.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, here comes the music. That means I'm going to have to let you go. And by the way, today is National Reese Across America Day. Actually, it's tomorrow. National Reese Across America Day tomorrow, all across the country.
Well, let's honor that. Get ready for the season, my friend.
You betcha. Okay, we'll see you on Monday.
Stay low.
Frank Salvato, the undergroundusa.com website. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things that he's involved in. I'll be right back with Lauren Kelly.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The social media platform President Trump tried to ban from the United States is now responsible for school closures and heightened alerts across the United States. President Trump in the summer of 2020.
We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things. There are a couple of options, but a lot of things are happening, so we'll see what happens.
TikTokers are encouraging followers to make shooting and bomb threats against their schools today. TikTok is a monitored product of the communist Chinese government. Santa Fe, New Mexico police obtained a search warrant Thursday authorizing them to take Alec Baldwin's cell phone as part of an investigation into the deadly shooting on the set of Rust. Mr. Baldwin shot and killed a cinematographer on October 21st while rehearsing a scene. The actor claims the gun malfunctioned and shot on its own. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, Peter Ficarro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And, you know, education of our youth has always been critical, and we've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught we're going to be in line with our values, and sadly, folks, that just is no longer the case. But I'll tell you something. For those of you that are out there that want to really teach your kids the right way about American history, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. And I want to tell you about this book, Tuggy the Patriot Pup. That's called Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E. And the author, mother, grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's on the phone with us right now. And good morning to you, Lauren.
Good morning, Captain. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Yay. Oh, wait a minute. Let me get my Happy Friday people out here. Okay. Happy Friday. There we go. My Happy Friday crowd is out there. All right. Now they're back. So you're back in the northern, back at home, right?
Yes, I'm back in New England after being down for a couple of days in Tampa last weekend for the Riverwalk show. It was wonderful. It was really wonderful.
Well, tell us about that, because, again, your book, Tuggy the Patriot Pup, and it's spelled T-U-G-G-I-E, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, the website. Go over there, check it out. But tell us about your encounter with the people over there.
Well, it was a two-day show. And lots of kids, and it was at the River Works on the Riverwalk, and 99.9% positive. I had a wonderful stuffed dog that I sold with Volume 3, and that seemed to be was a little sad that the Steph dog, even though he's my creation, sold more with his book than the trilogy. But you create something and you never know where it's going to go. But I did have one gal kind of set me on my heels a little bit and wasn't quite down with the American history being written the way I wrote it, and told me that my talents would have been better served maybe on a different subject, which I didn't pursue with her because I could tell she was kind of maybe trying to pick an argument with me. But I'm used to hearing that up north, but that was a little bit of a surprise.
Well, you had someone from up north that migrated down here, and that's what you had, apparently.
That's probably it. But other than that, it was like 99.9% wonderful. And like I said, I always love to see the kids. And being there for 2 days, it really gave me a really good chance to see a cross section of all the kids that were brought, you know, that people brought down to the Tampa neighborhood, the Riverwalk neighborhood. And it was really great. Great.
Mm-hmm. Now, what always amazes me about American history, and I am an American history buff, I was always interested in finding out more, is that the old books that they had, the American history books, were on target. They were accurate. And I've seen some of the modern books in the last 8 to 10 years and even more recently, and they're leaving out a whole bunch of stuff. I guess they're doing it on purpose. What can I say, right?
Yes, Captain. I think that's probably what most of us that are of a particular age and know what taught American history in a particular way, we recognize it's not it's sins of omission. You say, well, wait a minute, they're telling such and such, but then there's a big chunk, a large chunk that's being left out, and you're like, you're saying what? And it's hard to catch up. It's hard to catch up to misinformation. You know, when someone wants to spread a lie, excuse me, it's hard to catch up to it. It really is. And so, instead of you saying, oh, that's American history, good and bad, that's American history, that's the way it should be taught. You're absolutely correct. There's very big missing pieces. And, I mean, I'm trying my best to gently with my books, kind of get the little kids corrected.
Mm-hmm. And I'm talking, folks, to Lauren Kelly. She's the author of the series of books called Tuggy the Patriot Pup, T-U-G-G-I-E, thepatriotpup.com is a website. You can go over there and check it out. And, of course, now she's got this stuffed dog that comes along with one of the books. So, and I'm not surprised that the stuffed dog got a bunch of attention, because when I saw it, I was thinking to myself, that's going to really take off. And it did, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It did. I have a couple left. He's not on the website. If someone requests him, I should be able to get it to him. But I didn't have enough to actually advertise him on the website. But I'd like everyone to go to the website, because it's only, 7-8 days before Christmas. And if you put in an order for Tuggy the Patriot Pup for the trilogy, for $30 plus the ship, you'll have the books delivered to the child of your choice in time for Christmas.
And, of course, George the Godfather has chimed in about his granddaughter, and she's carrying the book everywhere she goes.
Yeah, they're dear. They're very dear, and I can't, sing the praises of my illustrator enough. And he helped. He created the birth certificate that goes along with the stuffed dog. He's just enormously talented, and nothing that I can think of in my head can he not create, and that's really great.
And, again, the thing that's important about what it is you're doing is for the people that are out there, the homeschoolers, and I think about them a lot, because the test results coming from the homeschoolers on the SATs and whatnot that the students have to take are extremely high, much higher than people that are just sitting in a classroom in a public school and whatnot. And I think that says a lot for the parents teaching the kids at home.
Well, one obvious thing about the homeschooling is, for the most part, the kids aren't masked. And I know you know, you have that the freedom down in Florida. We don't have, but
we are the free state of Florida. Thank you.
You are. But imagine trying to teach a child something, and you've got a mask on, and the child has a mask on, and you don't get that nuance from, you know, facial expressions, and sometimes you can't hear exactly what the child is asking. So homeschoolers have a huge advantage just on the fact that the teacher and the child can hear each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge advantage. So I'm not surprised between the close attention the kids get and, like I said, the non-masking. And I think in this day and age, the much more relaxed atmosphere that the homeschoolers are just doing far, far and away better than the other kids as far as a learning experience.
Now, there are, and we've got about a minute and 10 seconds left here. There are some different ways that people, when it comes to homeschooling, can keep up with the Joneses, so to speak, and that is constantly read and study yourselves, correct?
Yes, yes. And, you know, there is good television. You have to search for it, and you don't even have to have cable from A to Z. There's wonderful things on television, and there's wonderful things on the Internet. You just have to be, you know, you have to have your eyes and ears sharp when you pick it up for your kids.
All right. Now, tell us about the website. Tell us about Tuggy the Patriot Pup, and we'll just wrap it out that way.
Okay. Merry, Merry Christmas to everybody and a Happy New Year.
Ho, ho,
and
ho.
Please, ho, ho, ho. And please go to Tuggy the Patriot Pup, the website, and the trilogy. Like I said, it's $30 plus the ship, and three great books to get the kids started with early American history.
And Tuggy is spelled T-U-G-G-I-E.
That's correct. That is correct.
Because the first time I did it wrong. I couldn't find it.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E, thepatriotpup.com. And once again, Captain, have a Happy New Year.
Well, I'm going to have a Happy New Year, and I'm going to have a Happy Christmas, and I'm going to have a Merry New Year. I usually reverse it around. See, Merry New Year, Happy Christmas. All right?
All righty.
All right. Thank you very much, Lauren, and you take care.
Thank you, Captain.
All right. Sorry about that. That's Lauren Kelly. Lauren Kelly, of course, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And she was here last week and met a lot of people over there, and that's good. That's good. And she is a regular contributor to the show. And, of course, when it comes to homeschooling, this is the alternative to the bread and butter being taught the same stuff, same old, different day. American history is so important that we get it right, and you teach it right to the young kids, and this is one way to do it. All right, we're coming back with a Sports Zone quarterback. We're going to see what kind of trouble he can get himself into here. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back with more on a Friday morning.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Day. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, and it's Friday. And it's that time in the morning when we like to bring on Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And, of course, if you know anything about the Sports Zone, it's a program you can hear Sunday mornings on my flagship station from 11 to 12. But this is what Patrick Hyland does during the week to pay the bills.
The Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, and Patrick Hyland is with us on the telephone, and Mr. Hyland, sir, it's been an interesting week in sports, starting with Mr. Urban Meyer.
Yeah, it's not a surprise, though, Captain,
not a surprise.
But, you know, it was coming. I thought he might make it to the end of the year, but I think they've had enough. When you lose the locker room that bad, and you know, you're yelling at your coaches, and you're hitting players, kicking players, it's time to go. He just might not be suited for the NFL. That's all. Awesome.
And converting with some young women out there that kept going on. He said, "Well, I'm not doing it. That's not in there." So, yeah, right. But they kept pictures kept showing up.
Yeah. Just come on, man. He just I think the pressure of the job got to him too. So it's just unfortunate. You know, a lot of people in Florida.
Will he surface again in college, or will he be done now?
I think
he may be done.
Yeah, he's not young, but he's not old either. It's close, Captain.
No, he'll go back. He'll go back to television for a while, right?
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. We'll give him a break there. He probably have to lay low for about a year. I think it's going to probably be the time frame. But, you know, come August next year, who knows? They'll give him a chance and see what he can do. So, in the booth. But who knows? A couple of years, he might take one more shot at college. But I know he won't get another shot in the pros. You can bank
on
that.
No. No, he burned all his bridges.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, he did. Great game last night, Captain, in the NFL. Won it in overtime. Had the Kansas City Chiefs win it in overtime in L.A. And won a game 34-28. They scored a touchdown. Mr. Kelsey in overtime won it 34-28 over the Los Angeles Chargers. That gave them a good leg up for the playoff picture in the AFC. Mm-hmm. So, he could very well beat Kansas City and Tampa Bay again, Captain.
Kansas City
and Green Bay. That's probably what we're looking at. And I think Tampa Bay and Green Bay are the two best teams in National Football League right now. They're starting to.
They got the same record right now.
Yeah, they're starting to really separate a little bit. We'll see. You know, next 4 weeks is going to be obviously crucial.
Well, Sunday night in Tampa Bay against the New Orleans Saints, the who dem New Orleans Saints, that could be an interesting game.
It could, because you have a division rivalry, and without all these, anything can happen.
And after what's happened the last couple of weeks in a row here, geez.
Oh, man, it's crazy. You know, Green Bay's going into Baltimore. Baltimore's dismantled right now, but you can't just figure they're not going to suit up and play. So, The Bucs and the Packers have a pretty easy schedule on paper the rest of the way, but like we always talk about injuries, now there's more COVID issues breaking out. So I just can't imagine what's going to happen in the wonderful world of the NFL. You know, a lot of games this week not really of any meaning per se when they play each other, but Tennessee at Pittsburgh, that's going to have some playoff implications to see. The winner of that's going to have more of an inside track to define the playoffs. The loser will pretty much be done. Washington and Philadelphia, Washington still in the hunt, outside looking in, but if they can reel off a few wins here, and depending on how Dallas fares, we'll see what happens to playing the Giants. They should take care of them. Arizona, another hot team in the NFC, but they've been up and down also, just like the Buffalo Bills. They'll be taking on Carolina. This should be a good bounce-back game for them after a heartbreaking loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last week in overtime. So New England's, you know, they're finding a way up there, Captain. That's your Sunday night game.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, pardon me, sir, your Saturday night game. That's an 8:20.
Yeah, it's a part of a doubleheader.
Yeah, we're getting some Saturday night football because of colleges being off, and then the bowls start today. So you have some bowl games today and this weekend, and then the big bowl games in a couple weeks. And that's pretty much it on the NFL tap, Captain. We'll see what happens in college. NHL's in gear, NBA's in gear. Those things will start coming more into fruition come January.
And of course, we got the Outback Bowl here. We got a couple of teams not really familiar to themselves that will be playing for the first time.
That's true, Captain. You'll have the Arkansas Razorbacks taking on the Penn State Nittany Lions. And those two, I think they've only met a couple times in their whole history of sports. So you're right. That'll be an interesting matchup.
And both those schools travel very well, so I suspect we're going to see a packed stadium.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, and you have a lot of Penn State fans here in the Tampa Bay area because of migrating from Pennsylvania down here to the Tampa Bay area. So they have a good contingency of fans, which is kind of neat for them, to say the least. Right. Well, also, the Gators will be taking on the University of Central Florida Knights at Gasparilla Bowl there in the Tropicana Field game. So that'll be fun, too, to watch.
Yeah, that's always an interesting game over there, and it's affordable.
Yes, sir, it is. Mm-hmm. That's always nice.
Yep.
And, it'll support the local economy and people. It should be a fun game to watch. There was a big discussion about UCF having should be playing Florida more often, but then they couldn't agree on who should play it, who's
playing. Okay, well, give us your info, and then out the door we go.
Okay, Cap, thanks. Hey, anybody I can help out, still 2 weeks left to the year. If you want to make a change in your Medicare for January 1st, you can still do that. There's special election periods. My name is Patrick Highland. My phone number is 813-966-1052. And as you hear on the commercial, $148.50 every month in your account. I can put $148.50 every month back in your checking account. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. Thanks, Captain. God bless. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right, you too there, Patrick. Okay, Patrick Highland, everybody, the Sports Zone quarterback. Now, this final segment coming up brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's Blinds and Decor located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there in Sarasota. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget, Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, can offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Call 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. That's 941-922-2345. All right, to the telephone line. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go!
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. I want to tell the 440 Benedict Arnolds or 438 Benedict Arnolds in the House, we're not giving Joe Biden a dollar, not borrowing anything from China, and the Federal Reserve, we're not printing any more money. We're putting the gold standard back, and all you fake, phony Republicans. I'd be out there every day, Mitch McConnell, saying, who's letting these illegals in? Who's letting these illegals in? Okay, why don't y'all go home? That's right, no one wants to see you at home either. Okay, we don't have any money to borrow from China, numbnuts. Let me switch gears and talk about sports because, as Rush Limbaugh said, everything is politics, okay? Now you see the Cleveland Browns, they got their own whole team on COVID. Why? Because the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Raiders 48-7, and they can't have the Vegas is tired of paying out big money, so the Cleveland Browns would run over the freaking whoever the Raiders this week. So they put the whole team, now the third-string quarterback. There ain't nothing wrong with those are the healthiest 20-year-old kids in the world, okay? Chicago Bulls haven't played in 2 weeks because they've been beating everybody down by a drum, and Vegas ain't playing. The COVID thing is being used to manipulate the line, you idiot gamblers. And let me tell you something else. If you're bagging on Urban Meyer, everybody, okay, your coach sucks.
Bye, Todd.
The Detroit Lions, are terrible.
Okay, music's coming. Gotta go. It's another Friday show. We'll be back with the weekend edition tonight. And by the way, don't forget, you can find out more about the program by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we'll look forward to talking to you tonight in the weekend show. Be careful. Bad weather. Snow headed up into the Northeast. God bless America. See you tonight.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.